World Updates from the Oval. After its colonial past, the authority of Hong Kong was transferred to China in July 1997, exactly 23 years ago from today. But does losing a territory in the eastern part of the world pain Britain, that Britain is trying to win it back by other ways? Well, we still have to wait and watch. Why did I say so? Because British Prime Minister Boris Johnson has reiterated his citizenship offer to people of Hong Kong he made in June of the year. Italy has confiscated a huge amount of drugs made by ISIS, and many other new updates from around the world. A lot changes in a day, and so we must know it. Hello friends, you have tuned into The World As We Know It, presented by The Oval, a daily news capsule of updates from around the world. So let's get started with all that happened on June 30. Starting the updates with the largest continent of the world, as usual, that is Asia. Taiwan launched the 5G network for its people, Chunghwa Telecom. However, they snubbed China-based Huawei for the technology, instead opting for Finnish company Nokia. This comes after the controversy leveled by US President Donald Trump's comment over Huawei claiming it spies for China. Police officers in whose custody the father P. Jayaraj and his son J. Benix died of brutal assaults in India's Tamil Nadu were charged with murder. In an unusual yet inspiring move, Japan's Yamato City put up banners to ensure people stay attentive while walking instead of being glued to their screens. The banners displayed, "Using smartphones while walking is banned. Please operate your smartphones after you stop walking." Research by Japanese mobile giant NTT Docomo in 2014 found that pedestrians lost 95% of their field of vision while gazing down at a smartphone. Myanmar will hold parliamentary elections on November 8 to test their first democratic government in half a century. Nobel Peace Laureate Aung San Suu Kyi won power in a landslide in 2015, ending decades of a coup d'etat rule. Her government, however, came under pressure over the forced transfer of Rohingya Muslims into Bangladesh and neighboring nations in 2017. Malaysia, the second largest producer of palm oil worldwide, will raise its voice against EU's restrictions on the oil-based biofuels at the World Trade Organization. Last year, the European Commission had concluded that palm oil cultivation results in excessive deforestation and passed a law to phase out its use as transport fuel between 2023 and 2030. Sources for the updates from Asia were Asia News, India Today, South China Morning, and Reuters. Well, friends, if you want to get more news updates and also want to listen with just your earphones plugged in, just follow us and like our posts on our Instagram, Twitter, Spotify, and other platforms with username @OvalTheGlobal, where you can have more information about the world while you do other things also. Well, you know how to use social media in a knowledgeable and productive ways, so just go to @OvalTheGlobal. Moving on to the next vivacious continent, Europe. Now the big news of today. Britain has reiterated its offer of British citizenship to 3 million people in Hong Kong. Prime Minister Boris Johnson said the new national security law of Hong Kong violates Hong Kong's high degree of autonomy and is in direct conflict with Hong Kong's basic law. Yesterday, Chinese President Xi Jinping ratified the controversial Hong Kong bill to come into effect from July 1. Belgium is contemplating on bringing a case against people who were suspected of being accomplices in the killing of Congo's first democratically elected leader, Patrice Lumumba. Federal prosecutor of Belgium, Frederick Wayne Liu, said the matter has a qualification of war crime. Yesterday, Democratic Republic of Congo celebrated its 60th Independence Day, liberated from Belgium. Belgian authorities announced an investigation into the 1961 assassination in 2012, following a request from Lumumba's family. When Liu told Belgium's LN24 TV channel, the inquiry remained open. He said, "There are still two people alive. It is symbolically important that the justice system is concerned with this case." Italian police have busted 14 metric tons of drug amphetamines, which they have said was produced by ISIS in Syria. Italian police in the port of Salerno, outside of Naples, had discovered more than 84 million tablets of the drug Captagon hidden within paper cylinders that were being transported in a shipping container. Weighing with an estimated street value of 1 billion euros, the extraordinary seizure is the largest of its kind on record. Also known as phenethylamine, Captagon is a psychostimulant that creates feeling of euphoria, well-being and aggression. The drug is too popular in Arab-speaking nations. D66 and Christian Unie, the two parties in the Netherlands, have asked the Dutch government to formally apologize for the country's role in slave trade. Netherlands on Wednesday marked 157 years since it abolished slavery. Although the Dutch government has expressed regrets in the past for Dutch role in slavery, but never formally apologized. A NATO naval operation in the Mediterranean is suspended by its member ally nation France. The naval fleet was operating under Operation Sea Guardian in order to control the arms embargo on Libya. French ambassador to NATO, Murier Domanac, indicated that there was not enough support from the alliance following an aggressive encounter with Turkish ship last month. Update sources of the Europe were The Guardian, Euronews, and Politico. If you're still tuned in and liking our show and the whole information compilation from around the world, please like and follow and subscribe our account and channel, The Oval. We keep posting informative and interesting stuffs on our Instagram and all other social media pages with the handle @OvalTheGlobal. Search the name in the YouTube search bar, The Oval, or you can type in your Telegram channel @OvalTheGlobal. Let's go ahead with updates from our American continents. US, Canada, and Mexico have come together to sign the US-Mexico-Canada Agreement, that is USMCA, which values more than $1.5 trillion. It will replace North American Free Trade Agreement, that is NAFTA, which was signed in 1994. US President Donald Trump insisted on the new deal between three North American nations as he felt the US was not getting a fair deal. The deal took 3 years since Trump took to the office. More than 400 companies, from Coca-Cola and Adidas to Ford and Lego, have decided to halt their advertising over Facebook in protest over how this social media giant handles hate speech and other harmful content. The protest campaign is aiming to cost Facebook advertising business around huge $70 billion, which accounts for more than 98% of its revenue. Elections for the National Assembly of Venezuela are scheduled to be held in December this year, which was proclaimed by the Electoral Authority of Venezuela. The National Assembly, the only institution where the opposition has a majority, will increase its seats of legislature from current 167 to 277. The mayor of Juan de Acosta, a town in Colombia, sent his son to the police for breaking a curfew imposed to curb the spread of COVID-19. Mayor Carlos Higgins Villanueva said he had to set an example. Mayor's son, his nephew, and another friend were featured in a video of a party held in the strict hours of curfew. Authorities in Trinidad and Tobago today continue investigation into an alleged plot to destabilize the country carried out by criminal gangs that killed several people. According to Police Commissioner Gary Griffith, law enforcement officials have so far arrested 72 people in connection with the uprising that took place over the past 2 days. Update sources were Anadolu Agency, Reuters, Al Jazeera, BBC, and Prensa Latina. Now going further with updates from African continent, activists in Uganda and Sudan are demanding the removal and renaming of monuments to British colonialists and commemorating imperial military forces. While people in Uganda are raising voices to change the name of King's African Rifles Drive in Kampala, named after the British unit deployed in the brutal campaign against the Mau Mau uprising in neighboring Kenya. In Sudan, activists are demanding that a Khartoum street where the British Embassy is situated, named after slave trader Al-Zubair Rahma Mansour, be renamed. Protests sparked after the murder of Ethiopian singer Hachalu Hundessa left over 50 dead and 35 arrested. Internet services was also cut off in the country. Egypt took the issue of construction of a gigantic dam on the Blue Nile to the United Nations Security Council, urging the body to adopt a resolution giving international clout to efforts to resolve the dispute. According to Egypt's Foreign Minister Sameh Shoukry, the construction of the dam endangers the lives of 150 million Egyptians and Sudanese. The COVID-19 caseload in Africa crossed the 400,000 mark as of July 1, according to Johns Hopkins University tallies. The death toll also surpassed the 10,000 mark. Nigerian actress and filmmaker Genevieve Naji, invited by the Academy of Motion Picture Arts and Sciences, the organization which hands out the Oscars. Naji is the name behind the 2019 film Lionheart, Nigeria's first ever Oscar submission for Best International Feature Film in 2019. Sources of the updates were The Guardian, Africa News and BBC News. And the last region in our today's updates is Middle East. Turkish President Recep Tayyip Erdogan vowed to harden his control on social media, alleging insults directed at his family. Social media companies could be held financially accountable and forced to obey the decisions of Turkish courts. In a televised address to his party members, Erdogan said, "It is imperative that these channels are brought under control." Insults were directed on social media towards President Erdogan's daughter and son-in-law, Minister of Treasury and Finance, when they announced the birth of their fourth child on Twitter. A report titled "Tinder Seller, Hooker, Pimp: The US Navy Sex Trafficking Scandal in Bahrain" by Military Times revealed that some of the US Navy's 5th Fleet stationed in Bahrain indulge in sex trafficking. Investigators uncovered a string of WhatsApp messages between gunner's mate, second class Jihad H. Little John, and a woman known as Lynn Rye West. They discussed trafficking girls from Thailand who would then live in Little John's off-post apartment and be put to work as prostitutes. The reports stated that Little John loaned Rye West $2,650 to traffic the girls from Thailand to Bahrain and kept their passports as collateral. Later, Rye West was found to be a confidential informant for the Naval Criminal Investigative Service, NCIS, leading to Little John's arrest. The US and Turkey will continue the production of some parts for F-35 fighter jets until 2022. Pentagon spokeswoman Jessica Maxwell said that the Turkish companies would continue to produce 139 components for the jets until 2022. This comes a year after US President Donald Trump's pledge to oust Turkey from the fighter jet program after the country bought a Russian S-400 missile defense system. International Monetary Fund, IMF's Middle East and Central Asia Department Director Jihad Azur said Gulf Cooperation Council countries' economies will shrink by 7.6% this year due to the COVID-19 pandemic and oil price drops. Update sources were Associated Press, Middle East Monitor and ANBN News. At the rate Oval the Global. Just type this username in your every social media account and you can get more world's updates on just one platform and even within 15 minutes. If you liked our content, please like, follow, subscribe and more importantly, share with all the people you know. Propagation of knowledge is equally important with its knowing. Check out and follow our Instagram, Twitter, Facebook, Tumblr and Telegram accounts at the handle @OverTheGlobal. Also, if you have any suggestions, be our guest. We heed over the comments. Thanks a lot for listening to us. Keep reading and keep knowing, because only knowing cures most of our problems.